Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Talk about some similarities between life stewardship, financial stewardship, what things we can learn in life that apply to finances and vice versa.
You know, financial stewardship is just the management of money. And money is something that comes and goes. That's why they call it currency. It's flowing all the time. Life stewardship is a bit unique. Life stewardship involves time, it involves talent, and both of those are finite. You can always make more money. You cannot make more time. And ask anyone at the end of their life, they would give everything they had to have more time. So the question that I like to ask my congregation and myself is, am I living the life that Christ has called me to live? Am I spending my days with purpose to do the things that God's called me to do? And that's a real challenge because no one ever plans to get old. They just wake up one day and they look different in the mirror and they're old. They lose their abilities overnight. It's really strange. And it happens whether we like it or not. And Americans in the West, we spend an awful lot of money trying to fight that thing called time. Well, if it's going to happen and we're all going to age and we're all going to die, so far, not many people have survived life without dying. I can name a few biblical examples. But outside of that, are we purposefully living the life according to what God's gifted us to do? Do you know your gifts? Do you live according to your gifts? Do you work according to your gifts? Are you maximizing your gifts in the kingdom? Because I guarantee you, your life is a whole lot more fulfilling when you've taken inventory of your gift sets and have set everything up according to what God's given you as strengths versus your weaknesses in life. I had a friend of mine who's an accountant, and we did some spiritual gifts test and some personality test and some gifting test. And we came back and looked at it and said, you know what? You're really wired to be a people person. He said, yeah, I know, and I'm an accountant. I said, well, how did this happen? He said, well, my dad's an accountant. My brother's an accountant, so I went to college. I became an accountant. And he said, I don't really like numbers. I forced myself to get good at them. I said, well, why have you stayed in a non-person relating environment? And he said, I don't know. I just didn't know what I was good at. So he tweaked his firm, became the salesman, the marketing guy, and the face in front of people. And his business grew, and he hired other people who loved numbers and accounting. And he's walked in a whole lot more contentment, and his business was a lot more successful because he was playing to his strengths.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.